fifth pack of Maisis Mishnah Aleph. How you can stone the Tel Shaloi, but not the Tel Shaloi Potter. The Raman learned Psham this Mishnah is that the halacha that you now take tevel that you didn't take up Trumas Maisis and plant it into the ground. Of course, you bring Mapsa, the Trumas and Maisis. But if you took a plant that had fruit on it, or had vegetables on it, and uprooted it and replanted it again, that is permitted. Because over here you're not being mapped as tavis, so you can eventually take off mysis when it continues growing in the new place. It's not like taking grain and planting in the ground for the sake of having new grain growing out of it. Loka mechuba lakaka potter. Even though we said before that mekach, if you buy something as a kavias lemaisin, and once you sold some produce, you're not allowed to eat from it without taking off shumas and mysis. If you sold it when it was still growing in the ground, that's not the type of mekach, that's koveya, and the mela could still eat from it, achilas arai, after the sale took place. Another limitation in the halacha of mekach, if I buy for myself, that's koveya in respect to maizes. If I buy in order to, not for myself, but to send to my friend, that's not the type of mekach, which is koveya, and it can still be eaten until there is a different form of kriyas, till it went into his friend's house, and the like. He says that if it's something that is generally sold, then this idea that he's sending to his friend is not a reason to patter it from Trumas and Maitris. That is his opinion. We don't pass him like that. We pass him that if somebody buys something not for himself but to send to his friend, that type of mekach is not kaveya in respect to maizes, and one can continue eating from it achilas arai